We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
She will be, after this morning's swearing-in, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
This is a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
A six-month plan to vaccinate most of New Jersey.
We will be ready.
Am I concerned about the increase in Connecticut? Yes. Am I concerned about the increase in Jersey? Yes.
Governor should be concerned about Long Island, too, because of a house party with how many, Sophia Hall?
Up to 300 people.
Mayor de Blasio sets a one-time-only opt-in period for remote learning students to switch to in-person learning.
We want to make sure that their families know, and they know, the school is safe.
I'm Marla Diamond.
Meet the Mets' new boss, most likely.
Steve Cohen reportedly has the necessary votes to take over the Mets. This is Brad Heller.
This is Tuesday, October 27th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning, it's Wayne Cabot. It is the same old thing every morning, isn't it? We wake up in murky, mucky conditions and the promise of maybe a peak of sunshine. And we'll get a full forecast straight ahead as this strange October weather just drags on day after day. Well, after a vote along party lines, except for just one Republican senator, we have, I guess you could call her ACB. President Trump, a week and a night before he sees if he's reelected, hosted a big White House event for the swearing-in of his third Supreme Court pick.
On this October evening, and it is so beautiful, the First Lady and I welcome you to the White House to bear witness to history. In a few moments, we will proudly swear in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Before the Senate vote, Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, criticized the nomination.
The American people will suffer the consequences of Judge Barrett's far right, out of the mainstream views for generations.
Only one Senate Republican voted against the nomination, Maine Senator Susan Collins.
What I would say is, if the shoe were on the other foot, they would have acted entirely within the Constitution and within the rules, just like we did.
So help me God.
She will take the oath this morning. Amy Coney Barrett's first votes could be very soon, and they could be two big topics affecting the man who just appointed her. The court is weighing a plea from President Trump to prevent the Manhattan DA's office from acquiring his tax returns. There are appeals from the Trump campaign and Republicans to shorten the deadline for receiving and counting absentee ballots. In North Carolina and Pennsylvania, it's not certain if she will take part in any of those issues. President Trump said it again yesterday, we are rounding the turn on the coronavirus. The numbers show 47 of the 50 states seeing increases in infections, 34 seeing more COVID deaths, and all 50 states seeing more hospitalizations. To quote New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, the numbers are surging. Effective today in Newark, no more nightlife. The East Ward, a.k.a. the Ironbound, Down Neck, all those great bars and restaurants, they have a 25% positivity rate. Citywide?
We were at 11.8%. We haven't been that high since May 23rd.
So Mayor Ross Baraka is effective today, shutting down everything but essential businesses after 8 p.m. in Newark. In Westchester, the surge is a concern, says the Westchester County Executive George Latimer.
It's been going up pretty regularly now for the last 4 or 5 weeks, the number of positive cases.
But the infection rate is barely above 1%, so not a crisis yet, says Latimer. In the red zone areas where people were made to crack down, positivity rates are dropping. It's in those bars and restaurants and private houses where cases are spreading. Case in point, a house party in Farmingville over the weekend. Our Long Island reporter Sophia Hall hears they add up to 300 people, even though the maximum allowed is 50 under the governor's orders.
The maximum guests allowed under the governor's orders, 50.
Right.
There were hundreds more at this party. And police say a 62-year-old who lives on the block was struck in the face by a partygoer. He suffered minor injuries.
All right, Sophia Hall reporting. And as far as governor...
Apparently they were pulling down the shades so you couldn't see the... hundreds or dozens of people there not wearing a mask, belling
Governor
up to
Lamont.
The bar. There have been a couple of other incidents maybe you've heard about around the rest of the state right now. And if this keeps going, you're going to ruin it for all the restaurants and everybody who's following the protocols really seriously, just so we can stay open.
Governor Lamont talking about the Fairfield Brickyard Pub packed with people on Friday, the shades drawn. No turning away our neighbors, says Governor Cuomo.
I spoke to Governor Murphy. I spoke to Governor Lamont. They're stepping up. They're doing more restrictions, more testing, et cetera. We're working together to do it. But there's nothing to do from a border point of view.
Well, we're looking at stock futures, which have been generally flat, last I heard from you, Joe Connolly. And I know that one of the big money stories this morning is so many people in New Jersey, office park owners are hoping that companies will come in there and bring their people over to Jersey.
Yes, because employees don't want killer commutes anymore. New Jersey office park owners say the pandemic has opened our eyes to new opportunities, including for the better work-life balance that has been talked about for years. They told Crain's Business News companies are signing test 1, 2, or 3 year leases for some office spaces in New Jersey as a test because nobody knows yet how business will change permanently as a result of the pandemic. They also say this is different from 9/11 and other crises in that we don't know when the pandemic will end. JP Morgan says we won't really move into the new economic cycle until the healthcare issue was dealt with. Bergen County Development Director Joanna Simalusa says a few years ago, people told her, boy, it must be tough getting companies to come to Bergen County with everyone wanting work, life, play, lifestyles in the city. But she says now more people are looking for that in the suburbs. But Glen Point office park owner Ryan Sanzeri told Crain's, look, New York City is incomparable, and we're all one region. In fact, he says he lives in Manhattan for all it has to offer, and he commutes each day to New Jersey.
I like that. That works. Thank you, Joe. It's Joe Connolly on our Morning News Roundup. 70%, if you get a grade of 70% in school, that's a D. But when it comes to vaccinating New Jersey for COVID, that is the percentage Governor Murphy is aiming for, fully aware of what he calls the anti-vaccine noise. He wants to get a 70% vaccination rate. Sean Adams is in New Jersey this morning. Sean, good morning. What's the plan?
Well, the plan is an organized, methodical approach to vaccinate more than 9 million New Jerseyans. It's going to take some time. Just think back to the long lines we saw here in Paramus at the state's first testing site. So Governor Murphy aims to vaccinate 70% of the adult population in 6 months. That will require about 81,000 doses administered per day.
It'll be supported and coordinated at the state level, but delivered through our local partners. Local health departments, federally qualified health centers, hospitals, medical, clinical, and retail pharmacies, all of those groups will play a key role.
Early on, supplies could be limited, so doctors and nurses to the front of the line. Also in the first round, senior citizens, the immune compromised, first responders, teachers, child care providers, essential workers. The state is also going to focus on dispelling anti-vaxxer claims that the vaccine is not safe. So a lot of work ahead there, Wayne.
Yeah, and I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves. When will we know if we have a safe and effective vaccine?
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the federal government's top infectious disease expert, has said in early December we'll know perhaps if a potential vaccine is safe. There are four companies racing through clinical trials right now. Then the FDA could issue emergency authorization sometime in early next year.
Sometime early next year. Fingers crossed. Thank you, Sean Adams.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Hey, for the parents whose kids are still learning at home, are you ready to send them back into class yet? Parents in New York City are getting one chance to make that call. Marla Diamond is live with the new rules. Morning, Marla.
Good morning, Wayne. With school attendance rates at 85%, lower than they were pre-COVID, the mayor is pushing the blended learning option where kids have in-classroom instruction 1 to 3 days a week.
A lot more kids could be attending in person. We want to make sure that their families know and they know the school is safe.
It's a one-time only offer. School's chancellor, Richard Carranza.
We think that this is better for the sake of stability for all students, for families and educators. So we urge any family who is considering it to take advantage of this opportunity to do so now.
A recent city council hearing uncovered a tale of two cities, with student engagement far lower in predominantly Black and Latino schools, where access to computers and internet access is lacking. Wayne?
What are we hearing, Marla, about the positivity rates in the schools now?
Well, they are very low overall, and they are getting lower in the formerly red and orange cluster zones. Public schools in Queens are now under 0.18%. Our Lady of Queens Martyrs Catholic School in Forest Hills is one of those schools. But while the red zone is gone in Queens, it does remain in parts of southern Brooklyn where the infection rate remains higher than the citywide average. Officials say 45 public schools are still closed there.
Boy, there's so much to keep track of for parents. Thank you, Marla Diamond. Now in the Morning News Roundup, we have some baseball news. I think we have some baseball news this morning. Brad Heller, you're looking at the reports?
Yeah, Wayne, good morning. Steve Cohen needs at least 75% of the other MLB owners to vote in his favor, and SNY is reporting that Cohen will have that support when those owners vote after the World Series. Cohen has already been approved by the MLB Ownership Committee. Now, Mayor de Blasio also has a say in this as part of Citi Field's lease with the city. The mayor was asked about it yesterday at his daily press briefing.
The law department's doing its due diligence right now. So I'll be getting a report from them soon, and it will just be based on the facts of the research they've done, and then we'll speak to that again very quickly.
Now, there are also reports that Jeff Wilpon held a call with Mets employees yesterday. The website Sportico is reporting that it was basically a goodbye call. So, Wayne, it looks like this $2.4 billion sale to Steve Cohen is on its way to becoming final.
All right, speaking of baseball, the Dodgers can wrap up the World Series tonight.
Yeah, Wayne, Game 6 with the Rays tonight in Arlington. The two teams have alternated wins so far, but L.A. will go for back-to-back wins tonight. They will try and close it out, up 3-2, looking for their first World Series since 1988. They'll start rookie Tony Gonsolin. Blake Snell will start for the Rays. Now, the way this series has gone back and forth, a Game 7 would be fitting. I'll say it that way. And Monday Night Football, the Rams beat the Bears out in California 24-10.
Thank you, Brad. Sponsored by Dell, Dell Tech Advisors are focused on you to offer tailored solutions. And they're powered by the Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready. Call 877-ASK-DELL. You've got the Morning News Roundup on your radio and on your phone here on WCBS 880. Good to have you along with us. Three things to know, sponsored by Altice. Well, after Wall Street's worst day in a month yesterday, shares in Asia fell today. But U.S. market futures are flat to up right now. Stocks of companies worst hit by this pandemic have logged some of the biggest losses: cruise lines, airlines, energy stocks. Second thing, hold on to your print newspaper if that's how you like to read it, because it's going away one by one. Another is going all digital. Weekdays, Salt Lake Tribune, after 150 years of delivering on paper. Third thing, today is deadline day in Connecticut if you want to register to vote. A week before the election, today's the day. You have more information at cd.gov. The registration's already passed the deadlines in New York and New Jersey. One of the big New Jersey questions voters have been voting on, and still will, is whether to legalize marijuana for those 21 and older. Inside look now from Steve Burns.
New Jersey would become the 12th state, plus D.C., to make it legal.
And for us to be able to pick and choose what we know works in other states, and we can bring them to New Jersey, is advantageous for us.
Axel Owen is leading NJ Can 2020. He sees this as an issue of government waste, the time and money spent arresting 32,000 people a year.
We can stop unnecessary police interactions. The reality is they're spending hundreds, if not thousands, of hours just processing these arrests, and the cops could be focusing on a much more serious crime.
With those arrests disproportionately impacting communities of color, New Jersey also stands to gain hundreds of millions of dollars in new tax revenue.
The potential here is limitless.
That's the problem, says Greg Edwards with Don't Let New Jersey Go to Pot.
What voters should understand clearly is that this is a bare-bones amendment to the Constitution.
Edwards says lawmakers will probably want as few rules as possible to maximize revenue.
If they wanted to limit it, they should have put it in the constitutional amendment. They didn't, so we know exactly what direction they're going in.
He thinks the criminal justice issues can be solved with decriminalization.
It's not nearly as controversial and not nearly as have the same negative consequences.
Owen calls that argument a fallacy. He thinks sales could start up anywhere from 6 to 18 months after the referendum passes. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
And there's an example of what we mean by a deeper dive in the day's stories from Steve Burns there on the Morning News Roundup. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!